KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies and 49 degrees in Atlantic on this Memorial Day. We look for some areas of fog possible this morning, otherwise partly cloudy to cloudy with scattered sprinkles or showers and a high near 70. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Sheriff's officials in Ringgold County Sunday said a central Iowa man died over the weekend during a canoeing accident on a farm pond. Sheriff Rob Haley said his office received a call around 10:40 p.m. Saturday about Daniel Clint Ahrens of Adel, who went missing during a fishing excursion on a rural farm pond near Elston. Upon law enforcement and rescue crews' arrival at around 11 p.m., a canoe was found upside down in the water about 15 feet from shore. Ahrens' body was found about 40 minutes later, also about 15 feet from shore in about 8 feet of water. The man's body was transported to the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny, where the cause of death was pending results of an autopsy. The Ringgold County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Mount Air Fire, the Ringgold County Dive Team, Union Township Fire Department, Ringgold County Emergency Management, the Ringgold County Medical Examiner, and Ringgold County Ambulance. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater Sunday evening released a report on arrests and citations issued over the past week. At around 3:40 a.m. on Saturday, 29-year-old Madeline Simmons of Des Moines was cited and later released on an OWI first offense charge. That was following a traffic stop. Friday night, 40-year-old David Jr. Richmond of Des Moines was transferred from Adair County to meet with Des Moines police under a warrant for domestic abuse assault with bodily injury, an aggravated misdemeanor that comes without bond. On May 25th, 36-year-old Derek Wayne Bud Pickerel of West Des Moines was arrested at the Polk County Jail on an Adair County warrant for domestic abuse assault while impeding the flow of air or blood and driving while barred. His bond was set at $2,000. At around 3:30 p.m. on May 24th, 32-year-old Evan James Wilbur of Bay City, Michigan, was arrested on an Adair County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of trespass causing damage greater than $300. With regard to an incident that took place at a property in the 2900 block of Delta Avenue in rural Bridgewater in Adair County. Wilbur was released that same afternoon on a $100 cash bond. And at around 4:50 a.m. on May the 23rd, 22-year-old Will Donald Gordon of Creston was cited and released at the scene in Adair County for OWI first offense after he was pulled over for erratic driving and speeding. Police in Red Oak arrested a man on an Adams County warrant for failure to appear in court. Authorities say 29-year-old Nathan Allen Aldrich of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 9 p.m. Sunday in the 1300 block of Broadway, or North Broadway. He was transported to the Adams County Jail and held on a $300 bond. Elsewhere in the news, officials with the Pottawatomie County Community Foundation have announced the foundation's 2021 grant award recipients. According to their report, and after a thorough evaluation process, the PCCF Grants Committee, which is comprised of a group of county residents and board members, elected to award 40 community impact grants totaling $60,040 to area nonprofit and city organizations. And that's a 10% increase in available grants from last year's cycle. Annually, community impact grants funding is eligible to any tax-exempt nonprofit organization or governmental entity for creative or impactful projects that meet a clear, identifiable need in Pottawatomie County. Grants are allocated to projects in a variety of focus areas such as arts and culture, community betterment, community engagement, education, environment, health, human services, and youth. The list of grant recipients, their projects, and award amount can be found in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. As I mentioned at the top of this broadcast, this is Memorial Day, Monday, May 31st, a day set aside to honor our nation's war lost and those who have died following their service overseas from injuries or what have you. And several area communities are planning to hold activities, including the Atlantic Memorial Day service, which takes place at the Atlantic Cemetery Field of Glory, and that'll include a cannon fired by members of the Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War, Camp Number 23, beginning at 10 a.m. There will be a speaker, the placement of wreaths, Atlantic Color Guard and a rifle squad fall-in, along with an Honor the Dead flyover at around 11 a.m. The Adair Memorial Day service will be held at 10 a.m. at the Grave of the Unknown Soldier at Sunny Hill Cemetery in Adair. Volunteers are also welcome to help take down the flags later this afternoon at 4 o'clock. The Anita Memorial Day service will begin at 10:30 at the Anita Evergreen Cemetery. All Legion members wanting to participate should be at the Legion Hall by 9 a.m. Sponsored by the Anita American Legion Post Number 210. The service at Caring Acres will be held at 9:30 this morning. Bleachers will not be provided, and all those attending will need to bring their own chairs. Anita Congregational United Church of Christ's annual Memorial Day dinner will be held today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and they're celebrating 150 years. They'll be serving handballs, cheesy potatoes, corn, green beans, dinner rolls, drinks, and desserts. Cost is $12 for adults, $6 for kids, and kids 4 and under are for $4. Carryouts are welcome as well. And also the Exira Lions are having a Memorial Day breakfast at the Exira Community Center from 8 a.m. today until 1 p.m. They'll be serving eggs, pancakes, sausage, biscuits and gravy, juice and coffee for your free will offering. They will be open as well for in-house dining. Also, the Lewis Volunteer Fire Department Memorial Day breakfast is underway from now until 10 a.m. They're serving up pancakes and sausage and drive-through orders available for your free will donation. You can see the list of area Memorial Day celebrations and activities in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. That's a look at our news this hour. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.